Irene Dennis, Daniel Skinner, joining us to talk about the new production of Penobscot Theater Company in Bangor, Mother Russia. It is a fascinating story. I'll ask you both this, Irene, starting with you. What drew you to this production and this story?
I was invited to audition by Jonathan. I had auditioned for him last summer for the first time, and I knew nothing about the play because it's so new. I wasn't able to get a copy of the script ahead of time. But I had read something that said that there might be a Russian princess involved or something. And I thought, well, I have a monologue that uses a Russian dialect. I'll do that in the audition. And apparently he remembered that. So he called me for this. And here we are.
Wonderful. And Daniel, you've been here at Penobscot before. What brought you back for this show?
I was here in the fall doing the production of Birthday Candles when I was looking ahead to the season, and I saw that Mother Russia involves two 25-year-old men. So I said to Jonathan, I asked him if I could borrow a copy of the script. And when I found out that the playwright was Lauren Yee, that was really helpful because she is one of the like fastest rising best contemporary playwrights right now. Like, she just had a really successful regional tour of one of her plays called Cambodian Rock Band. And so I was already excited from there. But then upon reading the script, specifically the character I get to play in this production, Dimitri, I thought he was such a complicated, rich character who gets to bring all sides of himself to this production. He's got such a big heart. He's very ugly in some ways. And it's just a really, really, really funny, contemporary, like spy caper that we don't see a lot of anymore. If you've got like a hole in your heart the size of 21 Jump Street or The Naked Gun, this starts to like scratch that itch in a really cool way.
By the way, you were great. I love the production of Birthday Candles. That was so good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, let's talk about the story here. And if we can, there's a lot going on. It's 1992. It's St. Petersburg. The Soviet Union has fallen. We're in the early phases of capitalism. Boris Yeltsin is the president. And suffice it to say, Daniel, your character, like so many, is a bit at sea, wondering what's next.
Yeah, Dmitry had real dreams of being in the KGB as much as any American kid would want to be a part of the CIA. Like, he has an understanding of what it means to be a spy, but not necessarily in the realist sense of the word. And I think the quickest sort of comparison I could draw between the two is when you graduate college or high school and there's a world of rules and systems, and then suddenly you're just kind of left adrift, not knowing where to go next or how to move forward. He sets up a small business shop, which is now legal in St. Petersburg, and has to quickly turn it into a front for surveillance to make ends meet.
And you end up with a very specific job that brings you to this this American world. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so he is basically conscripted into doing some surveillance on a Russian pop star who is a dissident of the USSR. So she actually was able to flee the country, but now she is back for some reason. And he has just been told by his higher-ups that he needs to keep tabs on her and see if she is up to no good, sowing dissent and impunity within the ranks.
And that's played by Stephanie?
Yes, Stephanie Colavito. She was a fantastic actress, regular here at PTC, and was also in Birthday Candles with me.
Irene, tell us about your wonderful character.
So I play the title character, Mother Russia. I am sort of everybody's feisty grandmother who has no filter, and I just tell it like it is. I'm struggling also with the fall of the Soviet Union because I'm taking it personally. I have a massive case of empty nest syndrome. All my children have left. Nobody needs me anymore, and I'm not happy about it. But I get to comment indirectly on the action as it's happening. And the plot and the complications of the plot between the three younger people eventually kind of draws me in and has an effect on me in an interesting way. So.
Well, Irene, you were talking about it before we began here, but Jonathan told me about this show, I think, over a year ago. He has been so excited to bring this show to Bangor. It is the East Coast premiere of Mother Russia, and that's got to be exciting, too, to be in an East Coast premiere, but also of a show that is getting such buzz from people in the know in the theater world, Daniel.
Yeah, it's so it was recently listed in the New York Times, like top 12 productions to see, because our production was beaten by a month at Seattle Rep. So that's where it had its world's premiere. But Jonathan also has a professional relationship with Lauren. So he was able to get in and get this production going over here. And yeah, it's just a really fresh, cutting edge play without being too edgy. It's a real opportunity for PTC to flex its sort of contemporary, new, creative muscles in a way that they always do a fantastic job of showcasing local playwrights and more established pieces. But this is one of the first times that we've been able to put a stamp on a really new work that is only going to catch fire and be at a lot of other theaters around the country in due time.
And Irene, it's got a little of everything. There's some history. There is a love triangle of sorts. There is the farce element in all of this. There's a lot happening, but also a pretty clear message in this play as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, it couldn't be more topical, really, right now, because here we are in our country kind of struggling with who we want to be going forward, questioning things that a lot of us thought would never be questioned. And so it's very relatable to what's going on now, but also obviously it takes a very humorous look at this and in a very sort of extreme situation. It's full of laughter. It's full of zany physical humor, but there's also underlying it all, there is that kind of serious message that you know, what do we do? Who do we want to be now that there are no rules anymore? How do we live our lives? What is our moral compass? And so in particular, you see, you know, Daniel's character and Martin's character struggling with this, and then I sort of become indirectly involved in that process. Yeah. Mostly I'm there for laughs.
All right. Help me out with this, because I know a little bit about the script from what Jonathan has told me, but I haven't read it. And either one of you chime in. If you can do it without giving us any spoilers, how do donuts and Big Macs play into the story?
I'll take it. So the donuts and the McDonald's and the other kind of Western commodities that have just invaded Russia the first time, they're kind of symbolizing, right, Western culture coming in, and everybody's hankering for the taste of this new world, and we're all so excited, and we've built it up so much in our minds, Daniel and Martin have a absolutely hysterical scene where they get to experience McDonald's for the first time, and it's just it's funny, but it's also like toxic, you know, it's a toxic Western culture invading, but it's because it's new and it's exciting and it's now it's available. So everybody's grabbing to take chances to experience this, right off the bat. Of course they have to wait in line for 3 hours to get it, but
I've seen some of the pictures of what looks like a wonderful set by Chelsea Warren that takes us back to St. Petersburg, 1992. How does that set add to the telling of this terrific story, Daniel?
It was really helpful getting on stage, because initially we were just rehearsing in the rehearsal room where there was, you know, some set dressing. But there's something very both opulent and faded about the set. So you have this sense of like a former glory, but also there is, to spoil, not, you'll see it as soon as you walk in, there's this kind of huge hole in the wall where capitalism has almost crashed through. It's this hugely overstocked supermarket. So it's almost like this looming shadow of like the tyranny of choice. You're absolutely paralyzed by all the options you now have when once upon a time you did not. So that just kind of subconsciously feeds into this sort of panic and sense of not isolation, but just being lost and with no real direction or sense of purpose. And then also the main action of the play takes place within the shop, which is also Dimitri, my apartment. So it's just fun to be able to look around and start justifying little things of like, oh yeah, why would I have the mattress on the floor? Why do I only have one blanket and one pillow and all of those things?
Well, we're looking forward to it. Mother Russia from Lauren Yee at Penobscot Theater, directed by Jonathan Barry, playing through May 18th. For more information and tickets, go to the website, penobscottheater.org, call the theater, 942-3333, or stop by the historic Bangor Opera House and check it out for yourself. You won't want to miss it. The East Coast premiere. Irene, Daniel, thank you so much for being with us. Break legs, and appreciate you making time for us. And do svidaniya.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
That was great, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That was great.
Can't wait to see the show.
Yeah, it's really fun.
All right.
It's
Have fun this
good,
week.
Easy 100 minutes.
There you go. Fantastic. Thank you again.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.